This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to the Horses in the Morning show on the Horse Radio Network for January 22nd, 2013, episode 577. Today, we take a trip back in time with our co-hosts turned Argonauts, Glenn the Geek and Helena B., as they relive the first 2 years of agonizingly hilarious errors. Now grab your manure fork or your car keys, depending upon your work schedule, and prepare to exercise your laugh muscles.
Authorization acknowledged.
Take us out of orbit, Mr. Spock. And walk back to one.
This is episode 104 of the Stable Scoop Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network. 2 years of this? Blooper show.
Please support our sponsors as they make this show possible. Our title sponsor is Omega Alpha. You can find them at omegaalpha.ca. This episode is also sponsored by Equestrian Collections at equestriancollections.com. Plus, Uncle Jimmy's, and you can find them online at uncle-jimmy's.com.
Welcome to the Stable Scoop, with weekly shows delivered right to you. With Helena and Glenn the Geek, live from the stable, it's every week. They're bringing the news through hail or high water, while using their tails as their own fly swatters. So sit on down and laugh till you poop, cause it's time again for Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop.
This is Glenn the Geek.
And this is Helena B., and you're listening to the Stable Scoop Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network.
Well, happy anniversary, Helena. It is show number 104, which means this week on 8-6, we actually put out our first show in the year 2008.
Wow, 2 years.
Of doing this. And what's so funny, everybody, well, the part that you don't know is that we just recorded an interview that Helena thought was going to be this show. And then immediately after the interview was over, I said, nope, that's not it. Change your show notes to this page because we have planned a whole show without telling you.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. And, you know, this is, I put some blooper reels together for today, so you get to hear some bloopers. Great. We have a lot of people that called in to wish us a happy anniversary, so we'll be playing those. We just have a lot of fun. It's just going to be you and I and some of our friends here by recording, and you and I just screwing up all day. So I didn't tell you about this, did I?
No. No, you didn't. But hey, you know what? I'm just going to roll with it.
I have some statistics for you that I think are going to shock you. And it's just going to be a whole lot of fun today. People have been asking when the bloopers are coming out because they're just sure for some reason you and I have bloopers. And I got together as many as I could in the time I had this week. So we do have three or four reels of bloopers for you. So
three or four reels?
Isn't that what they used to call it in the old days?
You know what? That doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised it's just three or four. Knowing me, sometimes I can't get out of my own way.
Well, and I didn't have them all. There's just some here. So we're going to play what I did have and what I was able to round up in the limited time I had this week.
I'm laughing already because I know some of the stuff we say when behind the scenes.
Now, but first, we're going to play a guessing game, Helena.
Okay.
This is one of the voicemails we got in, and I want you to guess who this is. And it's somebody you know, and it's somebody that's been on the that's actually co-hosted the show before. Mm-hmm. So here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Horse Radio Network. tablescoop. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, so who was that, Helena? It's somebody you know, and it's somebody that's actually been on the show been a co-host on the show in the past.
I have no idea.
And it wasn't Marilyn Monroe. I called and she wasn't available. She really didn't want to come down. So.
But she sounded like she got a really nice voice.
Oh, didn't it sound like Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, nice. Like it. Who is it? Well, I want to be friends with her.
All right. Well, the funny part is you just listened to her today. Here's the rest of the voicemail.
This is Chrissy Joy. Happy birthday. Hope you had a great 2 years, and I look forward to many more.
Chrissy Joy.
That was our friend Chrissy Joy, who actually is signing with a Nashville agent this fall. She sings, and she has that very sultry, deep, sort of like Marilyn Monroe.
It's different than her speaking voice, which is a little bit more.
Oh, it's much different, actually.
Yeah. You got me with that one.
Yeah,
I'm really bad at this, too.
So thank you, Chrissy, for singing your message. We appreciate that.
That was lovely, though.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Well, you know, we wanted to mention, too, we got an item or two we have to mention here. Tomorrow, I am so excited, and my wife is, too, for the first time in a long time, we are going to spend the weekend together.
Yay! Yeah.
We're meeting.
We're going to the American Equestrian Trade Association trade show in Philadelphia.
Yes, we are. And that's the place where all the vendors get together with the retailers and everybody looks at the new stuff for the fall. And we're going there because of Tack and Habit.
That's right. People who make horse stuff are going to be talking to people who sell horse stuff. And we get to be surrounded by horse stuff.
Which has her salivating already.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we are actually going to be recording 3-hour-long episodes of the Tack and Habit radio show live in front of an audience there.
I'm a little worried about that. It's very different being in front of people than being in my office with the doors closed and my audio equipment out.
I know you have to get dressed. That's the first thing.
Please, I have nothing but pajamas.
We bought you some shirts with our new Low Horse Radio logo network on it.
Because you know I work in my pajamas.
Yes, that's right.
You know I need clothes.
We didn't help you with the bottoms. You're on your own there.
I'll just wear britches. That's all I have anyway.
It's going to be fun. Those episodes are actually going to be put out over the next several 3 weeks on the Tack and Habit radio show over at tackandhabit.com. If you haven't listened to that show, take a listen. You think this one's silly. That one just is plain silly. And we just review a couple of, we chat about a couple of new products every week. And what we're going to be doing at this expo is looking at all the new products for the fall. And we hope to chat about 5 of them each episode and get the manufacturers on to talk about what's coming up. So it's going to give us a chance to get a lot of people on the air, which is really cool.
Good. And you know what? It's nice, too, when you're faced with the end of summer, talking about any new fall collection is always a great way to transition from seasons. You know, you're sad that the summer's going away, but yet you get excited about fall collections. So it'll be a good time of year to do this.
Good. We're looking forward to that. And you can listen in on that starting up on Tack and Habit in the next couple of weeks. Well, some statistics for you, Helena. We have put out 104 episodes, which means we've been doing this for 104 weeks or 2 years. And this was, to remind everybody that may have been listening from the middle, this was the first show on the Horse Radio Network. We are the flagship show. The Stable Scoop radio show. When we first started, it was Helena and I just had no idea what we were going to do. We had no idea what guests we were going to... Nobody even knew who we were. Nobody wanted to come on. It was just us calling saying, you want to come chat with us a little bit? Nobody listens, but come talk to us. And then it started changing a little bit, and we started actually having some listeners, and now we have a lot of listeners, but... You know, it was just you and I doing this because we loved doing this in the very beginning. That's how it all started.
Yeah. And it was, and I remember our first big guest, which I think really was a turning point for the network and for the show. That was Gina Miles.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it was.
She was at the top of her game, you know. She had come...
The eventer. Olympic eventer.
Yeah, a silver medalist. And so... She was America's hero, an equestrian hero at the time. And I was like, talk about stage fright and nerves and starstruck. Oh my God, Gina Miles is on the other end of the line. What do I say?
And I remember I kept telling you, she's just really nice, Alina. Don't worry.
And she really was. And I still look back on it as one of the most comfortable conversations I've ever had with a professional athlete, especially when we started talking about McKinley. But you know what? That's how horse people are. You, no matter where you come from or how nervous you are, you get people talking about their horses. And it just all those nerves go away and the conversation flows. It's nice to be a fly on the wall in the room in which that conversation takes place.
Well, you know, you talk about our guests. We've had 179 guests on the show with us over that last 2 years.
I don't even think I have that many Facebook friends.
And I want to tell everybody, you must stay till the end, because you're not going to believe this. We actually, my wife and I yesterday, we put a list of all the guests together, and I actually read out the names of all of them. It took 3.5 minutes to read the names of all of the guests, and we put it to music, and we're going to play that as our end of the show today. So that's our tribute to all the guests, is me trying to say all the names as fast as I can, and it took 3.5 minutes to just name all the guests that we had.
That's so impressive.
So that'll be at the end of the show. And we've had 106 hours of this show. So if someone listened to all the Stable Scoop episodes after the last 2 years, they would have wasted almost 3 work weeks of their life. And I emphasize wasted.
Thank you, pardon. Thank you, pardon.
Should I say been entertained by?
Don't make me come down there.
That means we have put in 318 hours of pre and post prep. Most of that's post because we don't do a whole lot of pre, Helena and I.
That's why we have a lot of posts.
And we, for the first, what a lot of people don't realize either, and I'm not bragging here, I'm just saying, we put in hours, you know, for the Horse Radio Network. I actually edited, for the first 400 episodes, I edited every one of the shows myself. So after doing 400 shows of editing myself, Alina, we finally got a very nice couple here from Lexington to help us out. So we're going to give a shout out to Brian and Kat, because they do all the editing of all the shows now, and it gave me a little bit of a life again.
Brian and Kat rock.
Yes, so they did. That we're glad to have them on board for sure. So 3 weeks into the show, we mentioned this before, we had 12 listeners, and now we have almost 10,000 in 42 countries and over 40,000 listeners for the Horse Radio Network.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just grown like crazy over the last 2 years. And now when we call people and get them on the show, they actually want to do it.
I know. They call us.
That's the best part.
They call us. I'm still surprised when someone says, yeah. You know, we're out there searching for you. We do a little bit of pre-show work. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
we do a little bit.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
try to find guests. And he says, hi, this is Helene from the Horse Radio Network. And we want you to be on the show. And they say, well, sure.
Yeah, they're excited about it.
Did I hear you right?
But boy, that was different than the first couple of shows we did.
Oh, God, that was groveling.
I also put together, you can read these out, I also put together a list of what I thought were the best titles to the shows over the last 2 years.
I know my favorite one. Had to do with poop.
Yeah, go ahead, read them out.
What? No, I can't. You read it out. All right, okay, great titles. Poop eating worms and other Olympic news.
That had to be the best one. It's definitely the best one. And I remember when we first started the show, we were doing news stories. We thought it was going to be a news show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, it was hard not to have some news because it was, you know, the Olympics but then we got too silly to do the news. Nobody was taking us seriously. So we came out with the next one. This was another good one. GQ model victorious in the mud.
It was about Williams Fox Pitt, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't miss that one. And here, this is another one of my favorites because it really can. Riding an ugly horse can get you arrested.
I don't even remember what some of these stories were.
No, me either. Arabian Nights and Creepy Headless Donkeys.
Oh, now that I do remember. You remember the Creepy Headless Donkey episode?
I don't.
That's the one where we had the video of the creepy headless, the robotic creepy headless donkey.
Oh, it was a
donkey.
Robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. That was creepy. That was good. The Cowgirls Meet the Geek. I was away, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were away. And of course, Helena kids me because every time she's away, she is, insinuates that I only will have co-hosts that are gorgeous, pretty young girls.
Insinuates? No, I come out flat out accuse you of that.
And, you know, then I had to, I really had, you know, got a guilty conscience the other day. And I looked back and I looked at who the co-hosts were over the last 2 years. And I have to concede.
Yeah. That's all right.
I do have a habit of that.
You have other strengths. what else do we have? Gift ideas, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I don't think we had any ugly, did we, in the
gift? I think, you know, we've done several gift shows now at Christmas time, and they're always a lot of fun for us, and now we're actually doing a show about that all the time, so...
Yeah, so that's true.
And that's what really spawned the Tack and Habit radio show, was we loved doing the product shows so much, we were like, well, why don't we just do a product show?
I know. Oh, remember that Rod's catalog? I mean, that was Equestrian Collections and Rod's. It was like, you know, shopping with other people's money.
That's right. And Loose on the Loose, I just thought was a good title.
Oh, I loved him. I loved him.
Yes, you did. You really liked the old cowboy radio announcer guy.
Yeah.
And then the Wild West comes to Stable Scoop. You were out for that one, I believe.
Was that the one about the big show? The one we just did?
Oh, yeah. You were there.
No, I was there. Thank you, Glenn. You see, people, this is why I should get the anniversary presents, because I have to put up with a host.
That's true.
Pretty much forgets I'm there.
That's true. And we had, you know, when you're talking about Wild West, you have to think of this person. Take a listen.
Hey, Glenn, Helena, this is Tammy Strauch from Weatherford, Texas, or who you call the most dangerous woman in the world. I just wanted to call and say happy birthday. I know the Stable Scoop radio show is turning 2 years old, and I can't wait to hear all the extra episodes. So congratulations, good luck, and keep up the great work. And hopefully I'll catch you soon. Thanks. Bye.
There's Tammy.
She's awesome, too.
Most dangerous woman in the world.
Another one of my favorite guests.
Yeah, she has that great accent. She really does.
Will you stop with the accent? She's a fantastic horsewoman, a wonderful leader, a great co-host, a great guest.
Shout out to Tammy.
About is her accent.
Shout out to Tammy. She knows I love her. I talk to her all the time now. And, you know, that is one of the things that happened for both of us since the Horse Radio Network began. And it was a side benefit that I didn't really see it. I didn't think about it. Was we have made such fantastic friends through the guests we've had on the show, through listeners that we've met.
Yeah. Friends and information.
Here's one of them now. Here is one of the first listeners we ever heard from, and now she's been a co-host on the Stable Scoop show, and she's a good friend of my wife and I's. She's from Louisiana, and her husband are staying with us for a week. You're going to see them, actually. They're staying with us for a week during the World Equestrian Games, and we met her because she was a listener to the show.
Hey, Glenn and Helena. It's Michelle Bergeron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Just wanted to
the
wish
Cleveland Bay lady.
A great...
Yes.
Birthday. Very good to hear that the Horse Radio Network has reached another milestone. We look forward to lots of other birthdays from you guys. So really best of wishes from Ricky and I and Wrightley Equestrian Center and the Cleveland Bay Horse Society of North America.
There you go.
Oh, that was nice.
So that was Michelle, and Ricky is a cook, so he's going to be cooking for us when they come up for the World Equestrian Games. Mm-hmm. I told her if they stay at our house, they have to provide food because we're not going to have time to cook. And he has the menu all planned already, so we're looking forward to that, too. You know, we need to take a break here for a commercial from our original sponsor here, and we thank her so much for sticking with us, and that's Equestrian Collections. For over a year now, we've been telling you about all the cool things happening at Equestrian Collections and the variety and selection of products they have at fantastic prices. But today, we want to talk to you a little bit about their social networking and what a community they have built on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and search for Equestrian Collections, you're going to find that over 20,000 fans are now following Equestrian Collections on Facebook. And the reason is they have a dynamic community built over there. You know, on most store sites, most company sites on Facebook will just promote product and things like that. That's not what happens on Equestrian Collections. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. But mostly it's the community sharing pictures, talking about stories, asking questions of each other. It's an active, vibrant community, like a little forum right there on Facebook. Search for Equestrian Collections on Facebook or stop over to equestriancollections.com for all of your horse and rider needs. Equestrian Collections has been with us really since the beginning, and we love Chris to death. She supports many of the shows on the network, and she has something new, Helena, and I'm actually pulling it up right now. Have you seen that they started doing, they're going to change the way shipping works in the horse world?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
Well, what they're doing is they're doing sort of an Amazon model on the shipping, and that is you can pay a flat fee every year, and it's only $34.95. You pay it one time. That's less than 10 cents a day. You pay $34.95 one time, and you get free shipping on anything you order for the rest of the year.
That is brilliant.
There's no minimum orders. It's good on your initial order, so when you place that $34.95, you can count it towards your initial order. You know, a lot of times you get stuff shipped now, it's $10-$12 in one for one order.
One, please. I mean, I get stuff, it's like $20 for shipping.
There you go. And you can track your orders online. They still have the 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. And I really think that this is going to change the way shipping works in the horse world on the internet. Then you can do their enhanced shipping program, and that's $49.95. And the difference between the basic and the enhanced, and it's one-time charge. Now, that's one time, once a year you pay that, is it's still no minimum orders. It's still good on your initial order. You can shop as many times as you want. You can place 100 orders in the year, but then it's two-way free shipping. All your returns are free, too.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
So
brilliant.
For $15 more, you can return anything you want for no charge. Because haven't you done the thing where you order something and you go, this is a $15 item. It's going to cost me $12 to return it.
Yes.
So you keep it, right?
Yep.
Wouldn't have to worry about that here. You return it, you get your credit, you buy something else. It is just, I think she is one of the best marketers in the horse world, and it's just terrific. So you can go to equestriancollections.com and check out their new new unlimited shipping program. Good job, Chris. Well, now we're going to talk about some of the challenges that Helena and I have when we do this show. And here's where we start getting into some of the bloopers. Well, you know, Helena, and you have not heard the bloopers, so this is new for Helena, too. One of the challenges Helena had until recently, and I don't know what changed other than maturity, is Helena arriving on time is tough for Helena. She has a kid, and she has a farm, and she has a life, and she has jobs, and it's sometimes just hard to get there on time. But you know what? Recently, it's been, you've been beating me.
Yeah, I have. I have no idea what's, well, you know, I've been working very, very hard at getting organized, and my daughter's 7 and a half now. So she's fairly self-sufficient, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. But then when she was, you know, 4 when we started.
Yeah, exactly. So when you hear a little voice coming from the other room that says, Mom, I'm thirsty. Well, I can say, get yourself something to drink.
Well, one of the challenges that Helena and I both have is that we get tongue-tied sometimes. You know, it just, you know, we just can't get it out. And we try and save as many of these as we can. I have about 3.5 minutes worth of us being tongue-tied. So here's your first blooper reel here, Helena. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And if you're a small farm owner, do you train or teach horse lessons? Let's start that over, Brian. Cut that. Start over. Let's talk about another willing partner, and that's the Barn Works. Say your line.
I knew that. I was lost on the Pony Express page. my line. Can we start over? Cut. So, Allison, I'm so excited to hear that you are a responsible person. Because, I mean, I have an idea as to why the pooch paddock, why you might have started the pooch paddock. Tell us, though, how you got started and really what was
it? Oh, hold on. I just opened up her website and her dog's barking.
That's good, because I was totally choking on my own words.
All right, I think the dogs have stopped now.
I can't talk when I get excited.
And be sure to listen in next week as we have another great show for you. And you can find our show notes at stablescoop.com. All the links to today's show. And
now that you could use as a blooper. I am. You know what? Mary was right. The day's just going to go downhill from For those of you who are listening, I mean, we've cut out, I just can't even talk. We've cut out like, I don't know, 10 minutes worth of tape because I'm just a mess.
You can put this at the end, Brian.
Oh, wait, am I starting?
Yeah, up. I usually do, so I was just waiting. I can do it.
No. This is episode 100 of the Stablescope Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network. The Unwanted Horse Part. No, this is not. We don't know what that's going to be.
No, it's the Unwanted Horse Part 2. We're putting the second half of that in.
Okay. Yeah. Cut.
And don't forget, you. Oh, crap. You know what?
Blooper reel.
Blooper reel. Sorry. The Scoop Radio Show. Remember that you can find all the links to everything we talked about today, all those cool websites, all those places you can go on vacation this year. You can find them all at stablescoop.com. Episode number
97.
Six.
Wait, See, that wasn't part of the 4 minutes where I wasn't thinking or I was supposed to think. Sorry. This is episode 96.
Number 96, and that's where you'll find all of them. Why don't we do that, Brian? Just take that part out where she didn't know what she should have known had she heard it.
Take out the part where I act like an idiot. Oh, wait. That would be the whole show.
That was a...
It's a variety show, and we have a big announcement. Please support our split.
Blooper one.
Cut. This is why I don't do the intros.
Coming. Well, be sure to be here next week as...
You're doing it again, aren't you?
I know, I tried.
Trying to catch you off guard there.
Yeah, I did.
What's with the as? We don't use as.
I was threw out the as to see what you do with it. And,
I did a whole lot of nothing with it.
This is episode 64 of Stable Scoop Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network. Enjoy the ride with Ashley Bond. Please support our sponsors. Take two. Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. I am truly an idiot. I did a whole lot of nothing with it.
Oh, there was one line in there that was my favorite, though. That was just, that was so good. We heard from, by email, we heard from Viola Grabowska, which I could never say her name when we had her on the first time. Sorry, Viola. She was one of our first guests from England, and she wrote saying, I'm sending my congratulations on your second anniversary. You interviewed me for one of the very first episodes, The British Are Coming, and it was great fun, even if I had to re-record everything as you forgot to switch something on with the recorder. Remember we did the whole show with her, we had to go... Do it again, because we forgot to turn the recorder on. By the way, people, we still forget to turn the recorder on. I would happily leave you a message on your voicemail, but I got a cold and basically lost my voice. Well, I still have it. I still have it, but I think the listeners might rather be terrified by the sound of it. Once again, then, it was great fun talking to you back then. I've been following all the shows ever since. Love listening to them while doing yard work, mucking out, and doing boring chores. Many happy recordings. And that's Viola. She does the Freelance Instructor's Diary. And we'll put a link to that in our show notes. So thanks to Viola. She was one of our first guests.
She was great, too. I remember her.
Now, we also heard from some other people that we've had on the show in the past. Everybody will recognize this voice because she is very well known.
This is Julie Goodnight, and I just wanted to congratulate you on two successful years of programming with Stable Scoop Radio. I've really enjoyed the shows I've done with you, Glenn and Helena, and I hope to do many more in the future. I've heard from your listeners all around the country as I travel around doing clinics and expos. So, again, congratulations, and I hope you have many, many successful years to go.
Wasn't that nice?
That's really nice, and I love Julie Goodnight. I think she's just awesome. I love her. Thank you, Julie.
Well, yeah, that was terrific of her to do, and we really appreciate that. And, you know, we heard from someone else, too, that that's a good friend of the Horse Radio Network, although she's never been on the Stable Scoop show. She's been on almost every other show we have. And I'm going to play this, and then we'll chat a little about her. She is so delightful.
Hi, Glenn and Helena. This is Reese Koffler Stanfield calling from Lexington, Kentucky. I want to wish you both a very happy, happy second anniversary of the Stable Scoop show. Congratulations. I love being part of the show and also listening. So keep up the great work, and I can't wait for many, many more years. Congratulations. Talk to you soon. Bye.
That was Reese, and Reese,
she's
of course,
awesome.
Yeah, she is just a delight. She's a delightful person.
We really
person.
Have had good guests. Yeah.
Yes, we have.
I know she's not been on Stable Scoop yet.
Yeah, soon, hopefully.
What a happy, enthusiastic, positive person.
Oh, she is one of the most positive people. And, of course, she's an international dressage rider. She lives close to here. And my wife and I have gotten to know her and her husband. And now we talk almost every week. And we have such a great time. She's just a delightful person. And we did get a voicemail from somebody else, and that leads us into our next sponsor, who we're thrilled to have on board with us now, and they are the nicest people, and we're going to get to see them and spend some time with them here this weekend. So take a listen.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Helena. It's Patty from Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals. So happy to be able to say hello, and congratulations on your 2-year anniversary. We're glad to be part of the show, and we're thrilled for the future and things to come. So many more. Have a nice day.
So there was Patty from Omega Alpha. Let's take a break for Omega Alpha, and then we have more blooper reels and more discussion that Helena knows nothing about coming up. Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And one of their users is international Canadian sensation event rider, Jessica Phoenix. And we have Jessica on here for a second to tell us what she thinks about Omega Alpha. Well, hi, Jess. I hear that you use Omega Alpha.
I do. I love their products. I've started using them this year, and the one product that I really love is Anti-Flam. It just takes the sting out of the horse's feet and keeps them moving comfortably, and I know that from using it in our barn, a lot of horses have benefited from it.
You can look for their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca. Well, it is very nice that we have a title sponsor now on the Stable Scoop Show. That only took us, what, about a year and three quarters to do that?
And don't ask me what kind of magic you pulled out of your hat for that.
And they're so nice. Patty is such a nice, you know, they say the Canadians are known for being so nice.
Yeah, they are.
It's true.
And they're a good company, too. They're, yes. You know, they're good company.
Well, now, we joke all the time, you and I, and we do joke about this all the time, that we have severe ADD. And it's not a joke. We really do.
Yeah.
I have attention deficit disorder. Helena does. Neither one of us have been treated for it. And personally, I'm not going to go off on my soapbox because this is a fun show. But, you know, I think that we over-treat for ADD because of my ADD, I have come up with some of my most brilliant business ideas over the years, and marketing ideas have come because my mind just doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe if you take a look back in time, your most genius people have had attention deficit disorder because of that same thing. You're the same way.
Yeah, I don't know that a professional would diagnose me as having ADD. He or she might be more inclined to say something like, well, you're just a human being or with too much on her plate or
distracted, maybe a little bit.
You weren't prepared for parenthood or it's PMS or you need a glass of wine or just chill out.
Well, there was.
But it's true. It's true. I mean, like I said, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. Paying attention is not one of my strengths.
Yet you do an excellent job interviewing guests, which is amazing for somebody that's not one of your strengths. When I was listening back to the shows a little while ago, we played the funniest clip from Car Talk, which is, you know, Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers are two of the funniest. They are the funniest people on traditional radio, hands down.
Love them.
They do the best show on NPR called Car Talk on Saturday mornings, and we just love them. Well, they did a clip on ADD, and I want to replay it because I just cracked up again, and our reactions to it were kind of cool, too. So take a listen. Oh, do you know the show Car Talk on NPR?
One of my favorite shows ever.
And of course, you know, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, are up there in Boston near you.
Yep.
And out of Harvard Square. I can't say that. Okay, can you say that with the accent?
I'm from New York. Habit.
Well, they did a thing on the beginning of one of their episodes that I have to play for you. You have not heard this yet. It is so me and it is so you. It's unbelievable. So let's take a listen.
Okay.
Welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the new acronym division here at Car Talk Plaza.
Yes, and the acronym du jour is AAADD, which stands for Age Activated Attention Deficit Disorder. Now, you may have this, or you may know someone who has this.
Yes.
I certainly do.
Yes.
I guess this little write-up to describe it is sort of like a little diary entry. Here it is. I decide to wash the car. I start toward the garage and I notice the mail on the table. Okay, I'm going to wash the car, but first I have to go through the mail. I lay the car keys down on the desk. I discard the junk mail and I notice the trash can's full. All right, I'll just put the bills on my desk and take the trash out. But since I'm going to be near the mailbox anyway, I'll pay these bills first. Where's the checkbook? Oh, there's only one check left. My extra checks are there in the desk. Oh, there's the Coke I was drinking. I'm going to look for those checks. But first, I have to put my Coke further away from the computer. Or maybe I'll just pop it in the fridge to keep it cold for a while. I head towards the kitchen, and my flowers catch my eye. They need some water. I set the Coke on the counter. Ooh, there are my glasses. I've been looking for them all morning. I better put them away first. I fill the container with water and head for the flower pots. Ah, someone left the TV remote in the kitchen. We will never think to look in the kitchen tonight when we want to watch TV, so I'm going to put it back in the family room where it belongs. I splash some water into the pots and onto the floor. I throw the remote onto a soft cushion on the sofa, and I head back down the hall trying to figure out what it was I was going to do. At the end of the day, the car's not washed, the bills are unpaid, the Coke is sitting on the kitchen counter, the flowers are half-watered, the checkbook still has only one check in it, and I can't seem to find my car keys. When I try to figure out how come nothing got done today, I'm baffled because I know I was busy all day.
Oh, boy, is that scary. That is so scary accurate. That's my day every day, every single day.
I know. It's mine, too. And I think part of it, too, is not only do we have ADD, but we work at home. So that makes it worse that, you know, there's just all these things you keep saying, I got to do that, I got to do that. And by the time you're done, it's 3 hours later and you haven't done a damn thing.
Well, and that's just going from the office to the kitchen.
I know.
This is no joke, people. This is no joke. And, you know, he could also throw in, oh, nobody fed the fish. I got to feed the fish. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the fish tank. The fish tank needs to be changed. Oh, my God. You go to get the fish food. It's in where the cat litter. Oh, I got to change the cat litter.
Oh, and I haven't brought the dog out. I'm bringing the dog out. I might as well get the mail. I just laughed so hard when I heard that the first time. And thanks to the Car Talk guys for letting us borrow that. Well, there you go, Helena.
My eyes bugged out when I heard that because I love Click and Clack. And I couldn't stop laughing. And I'm thinking to myself, I better stop cackling over here. They're not going to be able to hear it.
It was so good. And it is true. It's so, every time I listen to it, I think of other things that happen on my way from the office to the kitchen. You know, it's just amazing. And, you know, people do ask a little behind the scenes questions. Sometimes they say, you know, when I meet them in person, they say, well, where's your studio? Well, they don't realize is we're all recording out of our homes.
Yep.
Most of us are in our offices or our bedrooms or someplace like that. The whole Horse Radio Network is recorded out of our homes. We very seldom ever see each other. And as I said, this weekend will be the first time I've seen you in a year or more.
Yeah. Yep. So, at least in real live person, we do video conferencing.
Right.
We do video stuff, but I know. Yeah. I can't remember a time where I haven't. It's been a long, I would say at least 10 years, seven, no, eight, 8 years since I've had an office in an office building.
I know.
I've had a home office for.
And do you miss cubicle life?
No. No. I love having, I'll never work for anybody ever again. No. You know what? I have a better office at home than I did even when I worked for big companies.
I know. Me too, actually.
I never run out of staples. I always have the right highlighters. I don't have to put in a requisition form or a purchase order to get a highlighter.
And you don't have to worry about doing the mandatory coffee cooler talk or water cooler talk, and playing all the silly games that are played at offices.
That's right.
Well, we also, getting tongue-tied isn't the only problem we have. We sometimes have technology problems and other issues. And here's some samples of that. No laughing.
Sorry.
Okay. Helena's under. And if you could cut out all Helena's laughing and coughing and terrible soundness, then that would be good.
Or save it for the blooper reel.
Yeah, save it. There'll be a lot of bloopers at the end of this one, Brian. Just keep them all. Put them all at the end. It'll be all Helena coughing and hacking. All right, here we go. So we of course, both show up a little bit late to record, like we usually do. And you say, oh, I'm in pain. So I have to find out first, what are you in pain about?
Oh, what about, okay. I smashed my thumb with a hammer.
It's always good to hear from Essie Rogers. I really like to hear what's going on at the Kentucky Horse Council, especially from somebody who's responsible for education and welfare. Two things that are very close to my own heart. You there?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was trying to adjust your volume and
you want me to do that again?
I muted myself. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's always great to hear from Essie Rogers. She's got wonderful things to contribute, and especially since she's got a pretty responsible,
Take three. All right, cut there because you're banging on the thing again.
No, I did not bang, I swear to God.
Something's happening that it...
I swear to you did not bang.
What's causing that? It sounded like banging, but that's okay.
Right, let me try it again?
No, that's okay. No, I think it wasn't as bad as last week.
I swear to God, I didn't even... No banging.
Okay. Right, here we go.
I was probably banging.
You were. 87 of... Is it 80? Yeah, 87 of the Stable Scoop Radio Show. Helena promises not to thump on her microphone the whole show.
No thumping.
And we promise to put the ads in someplace. So,
we promise to be professional this week.
We've been doing this for a year and a half. We've done almost 500 episodes total on the network, and we can't get it right.
Yeah. What does that tell you?
Have a cool show planned for today. I didn't really tell you much about today, did I?
No, you left me in the dark.
I did. Is that you this time?
Yes, I hung up on you. Sorry. I smashed my thumb with a hammer. I smashed my thumb with a hammer. I quit. You had to see my thumb. It's still crooked.
I bet it is too.
I had poison ivy. I got bit by a deer fly on my eye with poison ivy, and then I had poison ivy all over. My thumb was still smashed. Honestly.
How is your thumb?
It's fine. It's just crooked.
All right, and we need to take a break because I need to get some composure. So before we take a break, listen to this.
Stable Scoop Radio Show. Hello, Glenn and Helena, and a big congratulations on your two-year anniversary of the Stable Scoop Radio Show from Uncle Jimmy.
Well, thanks to Uncle Jimmy for calling in, and we're gonna take a break for Uncle Jimmy's right now, and we'll be right back. And I have some funny stuff coming up, and then we'll end this special episode, the 2-year anniversary episode. But I have some special stuff you're gonna want to hear. Regular listeners to the Stable Scoop Show know that Helena and I just love Uncle Jimmy's and his fantastic line of products. His products have the highest quality ingredients, and that is why they have taken off like they have. Of course, it all started with Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls for use in the stalls, and then came squeezy buns. We know you need to reward your horse outside of the stall as well. That is why Uncle Jimmy developed Uncle Jimmy's squeezy buns. Squeezy buns are all natural and loaded with nutritional ingredients for your horse.
Unlike similar products on the market, they are individually wrapped to preserve freshness and eliminate mess. With competitive pricing and Uncle Jimmy's quality guarantee, the Squeezy Buns promise to be a hit among horses and horse lovers alike. Learn more about all of Uncle Jimmy's products or to find a dealer, visit uncle-jimmys.com. That's uncle-jimmys.com. All right, we're back, Helena and Glenn, on our two-year anniversary episode of the Stable Scoop Radio Show, the flagship show for the Horse Radio Network. Well, you know, we do have a Horse Radio Network now, which means there's not just you and I anymore. We have other hosts, and some of them wanted to say hi, so let's hear from them.
And Helena, this is Jimmy Kay from the Western Radio Show, and aww, I called to tell you both congratulations on your two-year anniversary, and thanks for all you guys do to promote the horse industry around the world. I wish you the best of success for as many, many years to come. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, you don't forget to stop over to westernradioshow.com. They do a terrific job over there. Jimmy Kay and Alan Moorhead are just wonderful hosts. They were the perfect hosts for that show.
They're great. Yeah. That was very nice, Jimmy Kay, to call in. Thank you.
And then, of course, the first one that came into being after you and I was Chris, Chris Stafford, who does the dressage, jumping, and what's the other one? Eventing radio show.
What's the other one? Blooper.
Yeah, exactly. And she called in to say hi, too.
Hi, Helena and Glenn. It's Chris here from the Jumping, Dressage, and Eventing radio shows, just stepping across the barn to wish you guys all the very best and congratulations on 2 years of the Stable Scoop. Who would have thought it? Two happy years you two have been together. Well, I just wanted to say congratulations and have a great anniversary show today. Good luck, and we'll see you on down this wonderful road, as our friend Templeton Thompson says.
There you go. So there was Chris.
Nice.
And then, of course, I'm surrounded by English women doing the shows here. And another one from the 2010 from the World Equestrian Games radio show, of course, is Samantha Clark, who has co-hosted this show several times.
Yes, she's filled in for me.
Yep.
Hi, Helena. Hi, Glenn. It's Samantha Clark from the 2010 radio show calling to wish you both a very, very happy birthday and many happy returns, and now that you're entering the terrible twos, I can't wait to see what trouble you're going to get into.
She called it. She pegged it. Terrible twos.
Show. I love being part of the Horse Radio Network family, the ever-growing, expanding family. And Glenn, I know that our show will cease to exist pretty soon. There'll be a big hole in my life, but I know you have lots of exciting things up your sleeve, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Happy birthday, and speak to you all soon. Bye!
Well, thank you to all of them. We have such a neat cast of characters here on the Horse Radio Network, and all the shows are doing very well, and it's thanks to our hosts. And I'm going to give a little round of applause for all of our hosts, because they do a terrific job here on the network.
They do, and we love them all.
Yes,
all
we do. Yes, we do. Well, we did hear from a couple of other friends as well, and we'll get to them right after... Yeah, you should be scared. One of the things that we've had trouble with for the whole entire 2 years, 104 weeks of doing this, is the end of the show. It has sort of become a thing that we've tried to get right. We've tried to, we've worked extra hard to try and make the ends of the show consistent, and we failed miserably. And now it's just become a joke. So now sit back, Helena, take a listen. This one's a little bit longer, but pretty much if you thought your face hurt before, it's going to hurt after you listen to this. So everybody, just enjoy. This is Helena, we're going to end it so you can go scream in pain. So we'll be back again next week.
With something cool.
Or the pain-free scoop.
You know what? I think my thumb's still going to hurt next week.
All right, Helena, we'll be back again next week. See ya.
Bye.
We'll be back next week.
With more cool stuff. No, that's Tack and Habit.
That's Tack and Habit. See, you did mess that up. See, I got talking about Tack and Habit. You want to? Well, okay, we'll redo that one. So we'll be back next week.
What do I usually say? With the scoop?
With the scoop.
That's kind of lame.
It is.
I'll have to come up with
what? It's the second part of the scoop, because we're doing the second part of the Unwanted Horse.
All right, let's start again. Set me up again.
All right. And we'll be back next week.
with part two of The Scoop.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was good.
It only took you three times, but it was pretty good.
We're lucky it only took me three times. You got to hear me record the commercials.
Bye, everybody. But you know what, Helena? Stable Scoop's still number one. We still have the most listeners and the most downloads.
Yay!
And I think it's your charming personality and everybody thinking about you riding side saddle in your beautiful dress.
Oh, no, it's not. I would like to ride in a parade, though, in a side saddle, fancy dress and stuff. On a bomb-proof mule.
Mule, there you go. Well, you know what? We're not quite sure what next week's show is going to be. It's kind of up in the air at this point. So now we have this new ending, this show. What are we going to do about that?
I don't know.
All right. So I'm supposed to say, and we'll be back next week with...
The Mystery Scoop.
Well, that was perfect.
How's that?
Well,
on the fly, no less, too.
Not funny or anything, but it works.
Fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody can go away with the picture of you riding down the road in your fancy dress, in your side saddle, on your mule.
In a parade.
So there are just some of the endings I put together there, Helena.
You know what? We're pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. Well, that wasn't even the best ones. Take a listen to some of these. Well, Helena, it's... How do you like the little sound effects I put between them, huh? Yeah, that's pretty good, huh? I actually worked with that.
Are we live? Or are we listening to clips?
I know, it's hard to tell. All right, here we go.
You'd be like, hey, Helena, and I'm like ready to jump in with an answer. Meanwhile, it's a clip.
More bloopers. Here we go. More endings of the show.
And I do like the sound effects.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Well, Helena, it's that time of the day when you flub up and we all laugh at you. Last week it went so you didn't screw up at all. What was with that?
Who was that? That was when Jen and I did
it? Yeah. She was protecting you.
Well, she is like a big sister to me.
I know, but I'm, you know, does that make me the mean older brother?
Of course. You're the horse husband. You're the mean older anything by default.
Well, let's try it, okay? Let's see if we can get through it in one take.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be back next week with...
The Scoop.
Wow.
Oh, that was boring.
I know, it is almost boring, isn't it?
We're going to have to come up with something better.
I know. All right. I don't know.
We're never going to come up with something better.
You know what we should do? Here's what we should do.
What's that?
Is we could, when you say, we'll be back next week with... We could put some kind of adjective in front of the scoop. Like... I don't know, something that describes the theme for the following week's show.
So it would be the stethoscope scoop?
Right, or the stethoscope.
All right, let's use that one for this week. Okay, ready?
All right,
and we'll be back next week with...
The stethoscope. Oh, that's so funny. Cheesy endings to the stethoscope radio show.
Well, happy Valentine's, everybody, and until we meet again, we will be back with...
The Scoop.
Oh, we didn't even mess that one up this week.
No, I'm not interested.
Oh, you aren't?
No.
Okay, so we should just go now?
Please, we had plenty of fun laughing about Uncle Jimmy's stuff.
All right. We'll see you, Helena.
Okay, bye.
Again next week, Helena?
With The Scoop.
Oh, you can do better than that. It's the love show. We'll be back again next week, Helena.
With the love show. I can't say that. That's too cheesy.
With the love scoop? That would be bad, wouldn't it?
Love scoop with a scoop of love.
With a scoop of love. Okay. We'll be back again next week, Helena.
With a scoop of love.
Oh, Helena, we are going to... You ready? Are you ready for this now?
Oh, gosh. Wait,
we have
on.
Not had a blooper in weeks.
That's because I haven't been on.
Because you haven't been here. So, Helena, we will be back again next week.
With The Scoop.
Well, that wasn't any good. That was just like normal.
Oh, please, cut me some slack.
I know, you just got back. I should cut you some slack.
Next week, I promise.
All right. So, we'll see everybody next week. All right, then let's wrap it up here, Helena. We'll be back next week. We hope you enjoyed our picks. And we'll be back next week with Monty Roberts.
Oh, wait. Again? No, I promised myself no blooper reels. I promised myself. You know what? I'm done. No more. I'm not doing this scoop anymore. I quit.
Helena, I'm just going to pause it there, Helena. Do you know how many times you quit this show over the last 2 years?
Well, You know, if anybody's out there listening after this show, that every blooper starts with, well, Helena. You know how many bloopers, Glenn? I'm doing the next anniversary show. And they're all going to start with, well, Glenn.
All right, I want to finish up. There's about another minute here, and I just want to finish up with this because it was pretty good.
No more. I'm not doing the scoop anymore. I quit.
I quit. Helena, just say, we'll be back next week with the scoop.
Well, you were setting me up, and you filled in and said, we'll be back next week with Monty Roberts.
And then I was waiting for with the scoop.
Well, how am I supposed to know I'm supposed to say with the scoop?
We'll be back next week with Monty Roberts.
And the scoop. Swore no bloopers this week.
You did good up till then. All right, here's a little one of your another favorite songs to take us out, everybody. All right, we'll be back again next week, Helena, with
the Christmas gift. Whoops. Nix. Blooper. We will be back. Damn.
Why don't you do the whole thing?
I need to do the whole thing. That's what's messing me up. Okay. So,
you know
say,
I'm leaving this in, don't you?
No, you're not leaving this in. Not this episode. Maybe like a Christmas episode. Where at least I can use eggnog as an excuse. All right. Be sure to visit the horse ranch. And we will be back next week, Glenn, with the gobble gobble scoop.
I'm so going to leave that in. Well, Helena, we have run over time and we need to get the heck out of here. So I'll tell you what, we will see you again next week for more Stable Scoop fun.
I think we call that the scoop.
Well, there you go.
Okay, we're live now?
Yes, we're live now.
We have way too much fun on this show, but you know what?
There's another blooper.
Oh, yeah. Well, there'll be many more. We have more shows to do. But that last ending, we'll be back with more fun.
I know.
That's a great wrap-up.
I know. See, it took us 2 years, but we finally found one.
But now after listening to all those funny blooper endings, I don't know that I want to actually have a good professional ending. Those are pretty funny.
They are. And, you know,
why
I think a lot of people...
Why can't I get that? That's my thorn in my side.
I think a lot of people tune out before the end of the show and they're actually missing the best part of the show.
According to you.
Cracks me up every time. Here is another one of our guests that called in.
Hi, Helena and Glenn. This is Lizzie McMillan from EquestrianProfessional.com. A little bird told me that it was the Horse Radio Network's second birthday this week. So I just thought I'd call and wish you guys happy birthday. I'd sing, but whoever's listening might call 911, so I'm just going to leave it at happy, happy birthday.
Aww.
That's from Lizzie. And then we heard from Scott Trees. You remember for the photographer?
Hey, Glenn, it's Scott Trees. I wanted to call and wish you a happy anniversary for your 2 years of wonderful radio programming. It's been a real pleasure to listen to all the segments that you air and to be a part of it. So I wish you the best of success. And if I were there, we could have a glass of champagne together to celebrate your 2 year anniversary. Best to both you and Helena. Congratulations. Bye.
You remember Scott is one of the most famous horse photographers in the world, actually.
Indeed, yes.
And he has been on the show and actually does tips with me on Horse Tip Daily as well. And then I have one final one here from somebody that I know you enjoy listening to and reading, actually. And here we go.
Hi, this is Fran Yurka calling from Massachusetts. You can probably tell by the seagulls in the background. I can't believe that it's only been 2 years that Horse Radio Network has been on the air or on the internet. It seems like you've been around forever. I'm thinking that a 2 year birthday calls for a lot of really silly celebrations and that you should have lots of cake and ice cream and dump things on each other's heads. And
Now, I like that idea, by the way, dumping things on each other's heads.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We're going to get to celebrate our anniversary together in person.
in the most perfect possible way.
And I think that we should take Scott up on his offer of having some champagne. I really do.
Okay.
Because I think we deserve it after putting up with each other, and you putting up with me especially.
And then you want me to record a show after that? Talk about blooper reels.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I want to thank you. I look forward to the Stable Scoop Show every week. You are a joy to work with, and I hope we can continue doing this for years to come. And I just want to thank you for that.
It has been my pleasure. I love every little thing about working with the Horse Radio Network. Every little thing about it. I love flying in at the last minute, sitting down and putting on my headset. I love my big red fuzzy microphone. I love the fact that you laugh at me.
At you?
You laugh with me.
I laugh with you sometimes, too.
You laugh for me. And most of all, that you make me laugh. And, you know, horses should be a joy. And they are in so many ways. And talking about them is even more so. So, thank you.
Well, you're welcome there, Helena. And we both want to thank our listeners from around the world. You're what makes this show happen. We appreciate your feedback. We thank you so much for listening, and we hope to bring you a lot more fun to come. And of course, you can go back and listen to this show anytime you want to hear the bloopers over again. Just go back to stablescoop.com and look for episode number 104, and you can listen to them over and over again. And please feel free to tell all your friends about the Stable Scoop Radio Show. We're going to take it out. We're going to take this anniversary show out, Helena, with me, some music, and me reading all of the guests that have been on the show. And let me tell you what, it's a heap of them. So here we go. Thank you, Helena. We'll see you again next week.
With some kind of scoop.
Christian, Anastasia Burke, Lisa Jackson, Michael Richardson, Deanna Castro, Wyola, Colleen, Dr. Robert Miller, Lisa Ross Williams, Gina Miles, Joni Morris, Blake Russell, Laurie Cerny, Megan Lazone, Todd Branson, Ingrid Andrews, Corrine Shipper, Scott Trees, Tom Hand, Chris Dugan, Kimmy Beckman, Alistair, Jackie Baker, Dr. Garrett, Jesse Barker, Val Crow, Robin, Colleen McIntosh, Jim Ellis, Nancy Jaffer, Heather Blitz, Pam Gleason, Craig Thompson, Deidre Villian Court, Arden Tillman, Uncle Jimmy, Darlie Newman, Jane Savoy, Anna Twiney, Lisa D, Templeton Thompson, Patty Hall, Gene Lambrecht, Denny Chapman, Dessa Hockley, Frankie Lovato, Sharon Glatsky, Elizabeth McMillan, Catherine Masters, Leslie Gutman, Ashley Bond, Scott King, Emma Winter, Monty Roberts, Rupert Isaacson, Tess Vanita, Tootie Bland, Craig Cameron, Steve Lambert, Lynn Palm, Joni Morris, Mary Jo Beckman, Mara Zubati, Sylvia Zerbini, Ronald N., Rosemary Gatta, Rick Bergeron, Rich Moorhead, Jessica Phoenix, Debbie Locks, Kim Crocker, Lee Hall, Courtney Young, Dr. Jennifer Williams, Judy Hastings, Angela Walkup, Marsha Zwilling, Greg Tryon, Jeff Well, John McGraw, Sissy Finn, Dina Berquist, Patty Colbert, Jim Thomas, Lisa Holliday, Cassandro DiMaggio, Colonel Lorelei Wilson Coplin, Katrina Bignoska, John Blackman, Edward Armstrong, Julie Broadway, Bryn Cummings, Donna Crookston, Dr. Brian Parrott, Joni Morris, Hannah Selleck, Kim Bennett, Lori Nagel, Julie Goodnight, Essie Rogers, Heidi Nyland, Megan Aral, Dr. Jeff Tucker, Dale Myler, Amy Blossom, Dr. Jen, Marie Nadeau, Julie Barbeau, everybody from Twitter episode number 45, John Nicholson, Chris McCarran, Deb Belay, Greg Paul, Lauren Barwick, Cowgirl Life Radio, Brittany Posey, Alan Moorhead, Jimmy K. Davis, Julie Siegel, Amanda Myers, Dr. Jolene Elston, Allison Kradish, Catherine Dodds, Les Bennington, Molly the Pony, Lisa Malloy, Nicole Smith, Essie Rogers, Elsie Cormier, Catherine Dunworth, Clint Joyner, Tammy Serrance, Bill Wortman, Aline Gordon, Gary Sanderson, Trent Luce, everybody from Twitter, episode number 96, Michelle Bergeron, Cindy Bank, Dr. Tracy Traver, Lindsay White, Kimmy O'Donnell, Dr. Gordon Chang, Dr. Don Hoagland, Shauna Koresh, Don Ensley, Max Reynolds, and Allie and Jax Maxian.